tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bollocks?
Mr. Bollocks, good morning to you.
Cottrell's at Dawson's. That means lots. Right, last week, I think it was last Tuesday, I had one of them moments, you know, when you're sitting
flourish
there
of
and all of a sudden you think, hang on, where'd that come from?
Oh,
we talked about this
just a cold, blunt sort of, what the heck, what the...
I'm talking about oceans, right? I was sitting there watching, there's something on telly and someone was diving, they're swimming around, there's all these fish and all that, and I thought, where'd that come from?
Which, you know, is a fair call.
Yeah. I need to get out more, I know that. Right, I've actually done a little bit of research. Now, there's two possible answers, or three if you think God did it with his, like, magic hose pipe. So, obviously, there's only two possible reasons they did it. He'd have one of those in the shed.
He would too.
In his godly shed. Anyway, so there's two.
That'd be a good shed,
yeah,
wouldn't it? Wow.
God's shed. When did he make that? Probably Saturday afternoon.
Can I borrow this? You don't use this anymore. What's this thing do? What does this thing do?
It all comes out of God's shed. Anyway, right.
Batteries for this?
No. No, he wouldn't have batteries, really. He just bless it or whatever he does with his God hands.
His infinite arms and hands and eyes. Yep, sure.
And away he'd go.
And then away she'd go.
That's how he got pineapple lumps, apparently, but there you go. That's a different story. Okay, there's two possible answers. Firstly, the water was formed by comets, which actually hit the Earth. And as we know, comets are a body of rock and ice.
Peppered the Earth and
the water is released.
When we're just a big rock.
But the thing is, I mean, we're talking millions or billions of years this took.
Yes, to do all this. It's an old unit, though.
Yeah,
the Earth.
Yeah.
Let's not.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was God. What do you reckon, Tess? You're sitting there very studiously.
Even then, it's a lot of water to leave running.
Well, he would have done.
Sure,
right?
He would have done.
When he started making the Earth, he'd have turned it on Monday. When he started making the Earth, right, and Sunday afternoon when he'd finished.
It'd be working on Jupiter. Should I have turned that water off on Earth?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But that's not what happened, is it?
No.
That's not science.
No.
So tell us more about the scientific side of it.
This is the thing that I think might be happening. This is what they reckon now. Ocean water come from deep inside the Earth, and it was brought to the surface when volcanoes erupted. Right, everything would...
Say that again.
The water from the oceans actually came from within the Earth.
Right.
The water was already part of the Big Bang.
Then, when
you think about it, like they say, like comet,
part of the creation of the solar system. Then.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay. And it was brought to the surface when volcanoes erupted. Well, we was being formed when God was doing his
life. Water volcanoes.
No, the volcanoes erupted,
steam.
And all the steam come out. Right.
Right.
And because the Earth was so hot, and it wasn't until the Earth cooled down a little bit, it started to balloon down with rain. The steam turned into clouds, and it ballooned down with rain for like hundreds of years.
A lot of steam to make a lot of clouds for it to balloon down with the rain, doesn't it?
But they reckon it's still coming out because we had ice within the Earth.
This is what I was reading last week about there being the potential there's more.
Yeah.
Water locked in the rock, under the mantle of the Earth, that exists far more, that far exceeds the amount that's in the ocean.
But it's just
how do you get it?
It's quite funny when you...
And should you even be allowed to get it?
Nah.
It might be necessary for some other...
Don't muck around with... We muck around with so much shit on this planet, let's just leave it alone, do you know what I mean?
But fracking went really well.
I beg your pardon?
Fracking went really well.
And it is fracking ridiculous. But that was really brilliant. It's I reckon it might be a bit of both. The thing is, right, if it was like comets hitting the Earth, why isn't it still happening?
We're at a different time of the solar system, aren't we? I mean, we're sort of in our. I know Earth as a planet is sort. We're sort of a.
Yeah.
We're sort of maybe late teens,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah.
The way we're treating it, we're in a hospice pretty much at the moment. But it's the but it's not. It's you know, I don't know.
I reckon it was because we produced our own water. I don't think it was alien water.
So you think it was a chemical reaction somehow produced it?
Yeah,
Guts and that in the otherwise boiling hot centre of the earth.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing to do with God because he doesn't exist. Sorry about that. Okay, I've got time for a real quick one about a parrot.
Yeah, please.
Jesse, a turquoise and yellow macaw, spent 3 days in a row.
Is it important, the story?
This is very important.
That we have the colours.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Predominantly turquoise? Or
Predominantly turquoise with little yellow bits in it.
It's a beautiful parrot.
Spent 3 days on a roof in Edmonton in North London. And the RSPCA turned up, couldn't do it. And then eventually the fire brigade turned up.
Couldn't fly, obviously, had its wings clipped.
Well, I'll let you know. And it started just a bit. I can't say what the parrot was telling them because it's the F word and it's too early in the morning.
Maybe it had been bunked up with some sailors for a couple of years or something like that.
But the thing is, it was also swearing in Greek and Italian as well. And after 3 days, it just flew off to another roof.
How very big is it?
And ended up on its neighbour's shoulder. But the thing that really made me laugh, and I don't know.
It just flew off after 3 days.
After 3 days.
It did a 3 day sit-in.
Yeah, I'm just going to wander about. But the fire brigade said, look, can you please leave the fire brigade alone for stuff like that? You know, go to the SPCA.
And I say, who was stressing out for 3 days about that? The owner?
The owner, yeah.
Shouldn't swear at your parrot so much then, should you?
No, but the fire brigade have said about they've had trapped animals. Now, this isn't funny, but it made me laugh. They said, so far they've been called to rescue an iguana from a roof, a kitten wedged in a bongo drum.
That's
funny. And a chimp trapped in a chimney. How does a chimp in a chimney? Chimp in a chimney.
That's ridiculous for a start.
But a kitten wedged in a bongo drum. I don't know how
many other animals get caught in things that are the first 4 letters of their name?
Oh, brilliant. That's for next week.
Well, you know, like that's have the same that share of
that story was a lot funnier when I read it and wrote it down. But I suppose I should have led with that after Oceans.
What sort of person's got a chimpanzee with an open chimney?
I don't know.
Someone's not thinking.
I used to work with a bloke who had 2 spider monkeys when
different
I was in
things,
London.
Different
and
things.
He used to dress them up in the Beefeater uniforms and all that and go to like Buckingham Palace and that and take photographs with tourists and have a blank camera, have an empty camera, like take the money off of them and just mug them off.
Yeah, what did they do when they came back for the photo?
Well, there was no photos.
So you just go, all right. I'll
send him to your hotel, sort of thing. Give him a moody, like business card. Oh. Bad man. Comes out next year, apparently. Dawson's on him, mate. You should have seen his Dawson's. They were huge.
The chimpanzees, of course, you need to start. They need to have nappies and sort of. They can.
I think it's
tear
disgusting.
Your arm off and stuff. It's all very PG tips, I suppose, back in those days, wasn't it, Rob, over there?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone thought it'd be hilarious, but then they shift the piano and all that sort of stuff.
It's not funny.
No, and so a chimney is an escape route.
Yeah.
You know?
Desperate. How desperate are you to escape up a chimney?
There's no chimpanzee that says, I love being encased in this cage. This is awesome. This is the best thing ever, not having any room or space or jungle.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I can't really speak for chimpanzees.
Well, that's it. The oceans. Now you know where they come from. Or you got half a clue.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
God.